Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. And it is Friday, January the 19th, 2024. Now, I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. But I want to add something. That anybody who hadn't been to my internet site needs to go up there and take a look at what I've posted in the past few days pertaining to these weather situations. Earthquakes, the volcanoes going off, the whole bit. Apparently Yellowstone is rocking or sending signs that it could blow Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. And I guarantee you, because of the knowledge that I have and the people that I know and I've talked to, this is all weather modification. We've been 40 below zero in Topeka, Kansas, which was unheard of this past week. We were about 10 below last night, 1 degree this morning. We've been in a super deep freeze. I mean, it has been this way for over a week and a half. Now, Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org, I have his latest videos up on my site. Go up there and take a look. The one on January, it says January the 6th. Then I posted another one since then. I mean, you see my posts according to dates. Now, I did a radio show on Wednesday with Professor Joel, who's also been on top of this, who has a lot of connections to a lot of intelligence. Now, we did a one-hour show, and you need to listen to it because we touched on these subjects, earthquakes, volcanoes, all this stuff I've been reporting on, and I had problems with my site, folks, a couple of weeks ago, so bad I couldn't even post a radio show. I was posting posts 3 different times. I've gotten all that fixed. It's all fixed now. But I want you to listen to the show on Wednesday with Joel. It's very important pertaining to this weather modification, the earthquakes, and the other things that are going on. He is on top of it, like I've tried to be on top of it, with different spooks, should we say, that I know, that I've talked to, and they're saying they're doing it with satellites. And I'm going to give you a heads up and a warning. Now, I got to get the videos. I saw Yellowstone the other day on YouTube, about 3 days ago, shaking every place. And I went in and clicked on people's videos, and they were removed. They were removing them. Now, I was told by Super Spook Otis Johnson before he got murdered. He was working for General Flynn in 2017 when they murdered him. 2 weeks later, General Flynn was put under false indictment to remove him. They were both good guys. And they were after Hillary Clinton and that false dossier she and Jeb Bush cocked up and gave to John McCain. It turned it into the FBI that caused major scandals pertaining to Donald Trump saying that he was doing collusion with the Russians and all this. It wasn't. Now, I talked to him on his deathbed. But before that, years ago, he warned me. When this was back in the late 2006 to 2010 time frame, I think it was, Yellowstone had been shaken again. And the floor in the ocean, or the lake there, rose to 90 feet. And it was boiling. And it was killing all the fish in the lake, and they were going downstream, anything downstream, all the fish were dying because of the heat, the water heat. Now, he told me one day Yellowstone's going to blow. And he said that it would probably be George Herbert Walker Bush and these satanic pigs that will blow it with their new toys in outer space, the Westar satellite system and others, Raytheon Corp. Anyway, he said that one day that's going to blow. He said they're going to do it in our lifetime. And I said, when do you think it's going to happen? He said, probably in the next 10 to 15 years. Well, we're about 15 years later. And here it's shaking and rattling and rolling. And they've had several other volcanoes go off, too, in Iceland recently. And, of course, other places. You got to take a look at my internet site, the breaking news. You'll see the different ones that have happened. But he told me if that ever blows, and he was up in Hastings, Nebraska, south of Grand Island, Nebraska, where I put him on a plane with General Flynn one time, and even had the honor to salute General Flynn from his Cadillac. He saluted him, went to Bluffdale, the top secret 6 stories below ground base, etc., and came back and reported to me. They had an alien base on the south side. They call them aliens. They're fallen angels. They're registered with the NSA. Now, Ed Slade, who was a U.S. scientist, worked at the alien base, Papoose Lake, Nevada, where Otis had gone to one time also. But he worked there as a U.S. scientist before they murdered him finally, and he used to take me out to lunch in Las Vegas 3 times a week, and that was after he had been put in a coma So the alien thing's real. And Otis said they had 200,000 of them registered with the NSA under the 1952 to 2012 agreement. I'm bringing this up for a reason. Now, John Lear, my friend, he's now dead, been dead for a couple of years. They murdered him. He was a test pilot out there at Area 51. John's father built the flying saucers from 19... He sold Lear jets to his partner, and he built in secret for the government from 52 to 59, 150 flying saucers. I've seen them come in there north of Las Vegas. They've got a hole in there. Now, I've seen them in other places. Thought I saw them, but I definitely saw them glowing as they're coming in a kind of a yellow color. They're made out of dipolium, which is top secret. It's what they, instead of a shield, they're made out of dipolium, which creates its own shield. Now, he told me about this volcano, that they would set it off and be the aliens, which I said, they're not aliens, they're fallen angels. Just, Stu, I'm in agreement with you. They are the fallen angels in human form. Many of them, they can shape-shift and everything. But he said that the government calls them, the NSA calls them, aliens. Now, he told me this. He said, if they ever blow that volcano out there, which their intent is to do, cause havoc around the world, they're going to freeze people to death, they're going to smother people. He said, if that ever blows, he says, Grand Island, Nebraska, about the middle of the state, west of Lincoln and Omaha, he said, if it ever blows, that area will be 6 feet of ash. 6 feet of ash, minimum, because of the way the winds blow. He said Denver, Colorado will be 12 feet of ash. It will smother 99% of the people. So if it blows, smartest thing to do is to stay inside, go as high up in your house, hope you have a two-story or three-story, and get up as high as you can, and let it die down. Let it die down if you can, because that's the only place you're going to probably be breathing, or in your attic. And it'd be wise to start looking at your attic as a possibility of an escape route. But he told me, if you're down there in Kansas City, Stu, which I was, he said, if that thing blows, he said, make sure your tank's full and drive as far south as you can, get down to Oklahoma or Texas, where you might be in 2 feet of ash. Remember, folks, if you hit an ash pile like this, and it's blowing in the air, You're going to have problems with your carburetor, your fuel injection system. It will clog it up and you won't be able to run. So be prepared, because they've gone nuts. Now, Dane Wigginton, go to January the 6th. I posted his last three of his last four videos. He's an expert on this. Geoengineering Watch. I put him up there. Listen to both the first one and the second one. They are spraying chemicals. That is causing this massive freeze. Now, I'm going to have up on my site today some pictures from yesterday of chemtrails, or the day before, of chemtrails over a reservoir in Topeka, Kansas, where the water is. Now, they reported about a week ago here in Topeka, and I put that up on my breaking news, that don't drink the water. You have to boil the water. It's contaminated. This is what Dane Wigginton has said. They're doing it all across the country. All across the country. They're contaminating. Now, my guest, Nicole, has got a little dog there that he's a character, but I want to give you the warning about the Yellowstone, and I will do the best to keep that up there. But listen to January the... It was Wednesday. What was Wednesday? The 15th? 17th. Wednesday the 17th on the breaking news, or go to Radio Bar 4 and listen to Professor Joe. We had an hour discussion on the subject I just mentioned. Now, with that said, I have Nicole Powers. Now, Nicole, give out your website and welcome.
Yes, it's called witnessspeaks.com.
Okay.
That's the website.
You're going to be given the reports every Friday, like we had agreed to, and I'm trying to get back on schedule now since I can post on my internet site again. But I want you to give your briefs that you want to give out today, please, to the audience.
Yes, I want to do a recap on an episode of William Mount that he gave, which I found very interesting. Interesting.
And William Mount is a great guy. He's a friend of mine.
Trump, even in the heavens, there is a great campaign for humanity that is influenced by all world beings that are operating in our best interest. And I want to talk about how this friend, I guess, Kirk Dunn, and also the information of him knowing that this, even the former Secretary of Defense of Canada and Israel and Russia, they know about these overall beings and how they are. I'm sorry, my dog is acting up. Okay. My dog is thinking, well, anyway, these overall beings, they're very concerned about us, and they want the best for us. And he talks about how the Galactic Alliance is fighting the Orions. And they are the shapeshifter Satanist beings. But the Galactic Alliance are winning against them. And
now, if I may add to that, because I'm aware of it. The Galactic Federation versus the Confederation, folks. The Galactic Federation are the good guys, and that came out of Office of Naval Intelligence, who have the flying saucers. They are not infiltrated by the fallen angels, which are called the aliens. The Confederation is. That's the United States Air Force, who had them first. Air Force Intelligence. They fly out of Colorado Springs at one of the big bases. But Office of Naval Intelligence is on our side. And even Gunther Rusbacher, who I knew, first spook I ever talked to, and when I was causing all the scandals in Denver, Silverado, the Denver airport, Keating 5, HUD, all connected to my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, and his partners and everything else. Now, I came to know Gunther, and he was one of the first talking about this to me. Contact newspaper out of Nevada. Eckerts, great people, became friends of mine. I was in prison. They wrote a story about me. They wrote several stories about Gunther. Now, Joe had told me where they're at. Up on a website. I got to go dig them out. But they talked about this stuff. Like Joe and I did on Wednesday. It's real. These saucers are real. The fallen angels are real. The whole bit. And they're trying to kill off mankind. They want to destroy about two-thirds of the entire population on Earth. They are the ones behind the COVID, behind the shots, that people are croaking after taking the shot 2 years, 3 years later, and their blood's filling up like having oil going through your heart. It thickens up. But I just wanted to add that. William Mount is correct, and what you're reporting on about the Confederation and the difference between the con and the good guys, the cons are the bad ones. I just want to inject that. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay. Well, for several times they tried to bring Trump back, but people connected to the alliance weren't able to do it. They said that certain events had to take place at certain times, and they were given orders, but they were met with resistance. And also he talked about anti-gravity systems. I guess aircraft like the F-44, the TRP, and the F-14 were being rebuilt with high-energy weapons. And also the TRB-3 triangle and the TRBC. They say that there's going to be another attempt on the 23rd. I'd rather say it could be February or this month, I don't know. But that the reason why he said so many politicians are trying to befriend Trump, because they fear the consequences of their actions when it's related to high treason. And they feel that, I guess, if they get close to Trump, they'll be spared. And William said half of the Republicans and all of the Democrats are guilty of treason. And also so many of the governors have sold this out. So they're kind of afraid of Trump. And I and I saw Jennifer Aniston wear a t-shirt conveying her dislike for President Trump. And I guess a lot of people still are scared of what might happen. And another thing William talked about were the energy and the frequency of the relationship to gravity. He talked about how there are different tiers of the universe.
Who was this talking about? It William Mount.
Yeah, William Mount.
Okay. I want to add something to May real quick. I apologize for interrupting you.
Go ahead.
William Mount is a great guy. I know him. Okay? Now, he's 99.99% accurate in what he reports. He's on YouTube. Now, folks, what she mentioned about the Congress and Senate, let me tell you something. Green of North Carolina or South Carolina, the female, she's clean and honest. You take Jim Jordan. No, he is honest as can be. He's on the, he runs a committee on judicial committee. And Comer, that runs the oversight committee. He's a good guy. And I'm trying to think who else is up there. I can't think because it doesn't jog my brain right now. Those three I know are good, and they're clean, and they're decent people, and they're trying to do the best they can for the United States of America, and they follow the Constitution. The rest of them all need to be, in my opinion, they need to be arrested and tried for treason and sedition and the other crimes that they have been involved with. I could tell you, like the post office scandal several years back, they were taking Daddy Bush's check, their own check. He had them just make out the amount you need to vote on this bill we're sending over here to you. And he was out of office. They'd go over there and get their cocaine and their drugs at the post office there inside the Capitol. And they would take their check over there and deposit it right there or cash it out for $10,000. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that has never come out. And there's so much of it. Look at my grand jury demand sometime. I could expand that. I got anthraxed over it. Al Martin, the Iran Contra player, got anthraxed after we submitted it because Judge Richard Mach, an honest judge in Denver, allowed it to go. I testified before a judge in Wyoming to get the grand jury. The grand jury never happened. They nearly killed me over it with anthrax. Okay? I had to back away. It's long and it's complicated. But I'm going to tell you, if I had the opportunity before a grand jury, all but three congressmen and senators, Comer, Jim Jordan, and Green, would be the three that wouldn't be indicted. The rest would be. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yes. Okay. And what he also
William Mount
talked about on his show, which I found very interesting, is the frequency of energy in relationship to our planet. And he said that us as humans, I think he said that we resonate at an 85 hertz frequency. And when you die, well, you're close to death, is 65 hertz. And he says that in relation to the universe, as you grow up, the frequency gets higher. It's like 85, okay, since we're 85, if you go up, it's four times that 85 hertz. And then in the fourth dimension, he got a lot of attention from knowing these things, and I thought that's very interesting. And the next story I want to talk about is the E. T. Carroll defamation case that's taken center stage in New York. Trump was full of fury and passion. He has taken control of this. He proclaimed Carroll to be a nutcase, and he has received to prove it. And I got this story from Gateway Pundit. So he is using her own words to convict her of the lies that she's been telling about him. And it has really discredited her credibility of even being a victim. E.T. Carroll is an 80-year-old former Elle magazine author who alleged Trump had raped her in 2019. This is in relationship of the book she wrote in Bergdorf Goodman's dressing room in 1990. And so the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of the crime, of the same crime that she feels Trump committed against her. In May of 2022, Judge Kaplan ordered Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. In damages, and so the case for Trump is, he says, it's an attempt of extortion to fabricate lies on him for political shenanigans. And now that this case has come about now for the defamation lawsuit that Carroll has waged against Trump, she wants $10 million in damages too. And Trump called attention to the Cooper interview where she said that rape was sexy. Now, Judge Lewis Kaplan is the Clinton 14 judge, and he ruled that Trump was liable. Trump admitted in court, though, that George Conway of the Lincoln Project wanted her to go after Trump, and this was all due to the fact that she felt that the sales of her book weren't selling like it was supposed to. And that's the gist of that story. If you want to know more, your audience wants to know more, it goes to Gateway Pundit.
Okay. What else you got to report on?
Huh?
What else are you reporting on?
Okay. The New York Post reports that reporter Cindy asked for several Barack and Michelle are angling for her to replace Joe Biden.
Okay, I want to say something real quick. Michelle is Michael. It's a he, not a she. These were the two first faggots, queers, I call them, inside the White House. Okay? Bill Clinton was one. He was AC/DC. Hillary was a blazing lesbian. She was AC/DC. But Barack Obama and Michael... And I want to add something. Talk about committing crimes. To get his presidential library, Larry Mizell, that replaced Leonard Millman, my ex-father-in-law in Denver, the fallen angel-possessed human being, and Norman Brownstein, who was CI counsel to Daddy Bush 3 years out of law school, both out of Boulder. Mizell started building apartments for Millman because he could get $100,000 from HUD, biggest piggy bank, per year, not putting a dime into it and build new apartments, which he did. They have, under AIMCO, they reduced it down after me continually exposing it. They're down to about 300,000 apartments. They were at 500,000. That gives you an idea. Now, Mizell and Brownstein were both on the board of directors with Neil Bush, the president's son, at Silverado, which my ex-father-in-law owned. MDC owned it. MDC Holdings, Inc. They're the ones that now control the U.S. Treasury through BlackRock, Blackstone. It was Iran-Contra money. $12 trillion laundered through there. They created BlackRock, I think it was, and Blackstone, an entity later. But it was all drug money that Millman was supplying Pete Peterson with, Council of Foreign Relations, in order to take over commercial real estate in America, buy up all these shopping centers, everything, strip centers, etc. Then they became this giant, which now owns the Federal Reserve, and they took over the U.S. Treasury. Now, the reason I brought this up, and I'm having a brain fart on it, but it was in relationship to, oh, Barack Obama and Michelle. Mizell was in such deep trouble in Brownstein, and Hillary Clinton was laundering the trust up by Patrick Fong, Chinese intelligence that had Worthington Bank of Little Rock, which they couldn't have. It's illegal for a foreign intelligence officer in the Chinese to have that, but they were. But she was supplying the trust from Fong, Chinese trust, up to Brownstein. And Brownstein, if you go to a radio show on December the 6th with Super Spook Gene Chip Tatum, I did 1 hour. At the end, he talks about Brownstein, on how he was supplying them these deeds that where they were stealing people's homes, just coming in and saying, we own your home. Now, that was going on clear back in the 90s, or 80s, I think he said. But he talked about Brownstein. Now, Brownstein is so dirty. I mean, him and Mizell, I had him nearly indicted probably two dozen times. And if I'd ever been before the grand jury in Denver instead of getting anthrax, they would be in prison. Now, these two go to the White House before Barack Obama and Michael leave the White House. And they wanted presidential pardons, which is illegal to give presidential pardons to somebody and accept money. They gave Michael and Obama, they gave $2.5 billion in bribes to them. Later on in the week, John McCain on a Wednesday holds up an abortion law. He was holding up or something. He let that pass with his buddies, his criminals. And he answered to Brownstein all the time. He was his connection, the Millman. Now, Brownstein and Norman Brownstein and Larry Mizell show up at a party, private dinner, on a Monday night at the White House. They give Barack Obama and Michael Obama $2.5 billion as a bribe to get presidential pardons of any past dirty deeds they had been involved with. Because they were still afraid I might get an indictment or someone else might get an indictment by a freak against them. They gave him that money. On Wednesday, McCain releases it. Oh, the bill passed. And on CNN, I forgot her name, she announces that Barack Obama had announced that he had a private dinner on Monday, and he raised, from donors, he raised $100 million, I think he said. It was $100 million he had raised in that private dinner to build his presidential library with. Folks. He took bribes. He should be in jail. It is illegal to take a bribe and give a presidential pardon. And Michael was there, and she witnessed it, and she was part of it, and she accepted it. Then all of a sudden, after they leave the White House, and Trump's initiated in there, all of a sudden, they're doing these vacations out in Hawaii, and they're doing these vacations all over the world, spending a lot of money. Go ahead, Nicole, please.
Yes, and also, Ted Cruz said, he mentioned that the DNC wanted to replace Joe with Michael Obama. He said they want to parachute him in, and everyone knows, Steve, in D.C., that it's really Barack Obama who is the brain trust of the Biden administration. So I guess he wanted to betray Biden as reckless and ineffective. So I guess so Big Mike can come in there and save the day. Okay, the next story I want to report on.
I want to say something real quick. Something popped into my mind. There's some female that's a she's a lesbo to the max. She used to have a program on TV. I don't know what she does during the day. It was some talk show. She had invited Michael when he was inside the White House, a plain first lady with two adopted children, etc. She was in a dress, Michael was, and came out on stage to the audience and turned towards the audience. Pardon the expression, she had a hard on. She had a hard on, and it shows in that dress. You can see it specifically. It was floating all around the internet. I think I forgot that lesbo's name that She had her talk show. She might still have it. I just want to bring that up. I said, oh my God. It is a he, not a she. Michael Obama. Go ahead, Nicole.
The next story is that Hunter Biden has agreed to appear before a Republican-led committee for a closed-door deposition on February 28th, and after Congress threatened him in contempt for defying the subpoena. And Hunter will be testifying to the, I guess, the actions of the Biden family, crime family, and their associates. So as part of the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden, the Committee on Oversight and Accountability and Judiciary will conduct transcribe interviews with several family members. Bubba Lisky, the whistleblower, he will appear on February the 5th. So before Hunter will testify, all the people and his family and his family members and his associates will be there before February the 28th.
Now, so, I think it's Marjorie Greene who's pushing this, and Jim Jordan both. They're good, the two good ones, and Comer.
Yeah.
Comer, I told you about, the good ones. Okay, they're the ones bringing them up there. Now, Biden was supposed to testify here a while back, a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't do it. He came in there and he walks out. In, basically in contempt of Congress. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And the last story is a little bit more lighthearted. Joe Biden was in Raleigh, my neck of the woods, at a restaurant called Cookout, and they sell delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. And he was there after a 22-minute speech at the Abbot Creek Community Center in Raleigh, where he proposed that the government will invest $82 million in a rescue investment for North Carolina called the American Rescue Plan. It is a capital project fund, and in that, the main goal of this investment is to connect 16,000 homes and businesses with internet capability. So after he did the speech, he ordered a bacon cheeseburger with fries and a black and white milkshake. And no one was there. No one cared that he was there, despite the fact that he got 81 million votes. And Senator Berger, one of our state representatives, said how the prices at Cookout raised 28% during Biden's term. And that's all they have for Friday.
All right, Nicole, give out your website again.
Our website is witnessspeaks.com, and you'll find information about spiritual warfare and how you can defeat the enemy. And if anyone needs it, tell them about it.
Now, you've got your email, all that stuff up on your website, witnessspeaks.com. Okay, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, etc., they can do that. Okay, fantastic. Now, you're a believer in Christ, and you believe in the power of prayer, like I do. That's the only reason I'm breathing, after 40 years of exposing these people. I mean, they've tried to murder me too many times. It's always been every year they tried it, and they got me basically crippled with 3 car crashes. And you can see one of them that's up on the internet site. I've never been paid. The FBI threatened the attorney that I found in Kansas City to sue him. Now, they got the money. I paid the PI that recreated. Nobody can stand up against him. He's the best in Kansas City. And you see a band on a concrete barrier. That was my neck. Now, folks, I'm drawing Social Security disability. I can't even afford, I'm going to say it right here because I don't come on the air and ask for donations, but I cannot afford the electricity and the water this month because the electricity, I mean, I'm living in a trailer. And I had to move out of it, move in my landlord's basement temporarily to keep from freezing. It's that bad. And the water pipe broke. Okay? It's a mess. And my electric heaters wouldn't keep that place warm. But I've got an electric bill that's enormous. And I'm not going to be able to pay it. I need some help. So if anybody kick in 10, 20 bucks, go to PayPal on my website. By the way, My phone number is up there if anybody wants to touch base with me. I have a new phone number, and I put it up. I decided to make it public again. But with that said, Nicole, you have the belief in Jesus Christ like I do. And we need to all be praying for the good guys to intervene, the good entities in this, the Confederation, etc. I mean, we need help, because what they're doing, all this weather modification is done with satellites. What is going on freezing this entire country is satellite technology. I'm quite aware of it.
People,
yes. And it's spiritual warfare against us. They're trying to kill off as many people as they can. Now, I would suggest something for people to do. You know where your homeless is, where they hang out, underneath bridges and so forth, trying to stay warm and all that. Find out where your homeless shelters are in your city. Like in Kansas City. If you're in Kansas City, find out where the homeless shelters are. And go down underneath these bridges in different places, and where people, like over here in Topeka, they're underneath the bridges by the Kaw River. They're freezing to death. They're trying to set up tents and cause fires inside their little tent and all this stuff. Go down there and give them a piece of paper. Just give them a piece of paper with the homeless shelter address on it. Or go down there and haul them in a pickup truck or a van. Haul them to the homeless shelter. Call to make sure that they've got room for them. People are going to freeze to death. They're going to find so many bodies. And they're probably doing it now and picking them up all across this country where we're having this. People need help. These homeless people are not there because they planned on being there. They were driven into it because of the economy or jobs or whatever it was. It did it to them. Some of them, they may have mental problems. I don't know. But prayer helps. But get them to the homeless shelters, as many as you can. Now, will you lead us in some prayer here?
Yes, I will
too. Go ahead, Nicole.
Heavenly Father, as we embrace this winter, we know so many people are going to be vulnerable for death and diseases and all such hardships. I pray that we come together as a nation, as a family, to provide aid and comfort for those who are in most need. I pray that our leadership will repent for their acts of treason. I pray that President Trump will finally take the position of leadership and undo the damage that the Satanists and the globalists have done to this planet. I pray every night and every day that we protect those who fall victim to human sacrifices and satanic ritual abuse. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to make this new world and to have the opportunity to tell the many stories that are going on that are helping us fight the evil. And thank you so very much for this union. And thank you for this nation. Thank you for your son and his sacrifice on Calvary. And I pray this prayer in the session of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And I'm in agreement in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. By your stripes, Father, you died for me and all of us for our sins. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hold on a minute.